Caribbean Report.
Colin Little is Executive Vice President for Cable and Wireless West Indies in the Eastern Caribbean. I asked him why it had taken 5 months to conclude an agreement on interconnection rates.
There's numerous items that are discussed at interconnection. Just to give you an example, Digicel are asking for Cable and Wireless to pay more to terminate a call from Cable and Wireless to Digicel than they are prepared to pay Cable and Wireless for a call from Digicel. We need to reach agreement on what those costs will be. We're quite prepared to negotiate, but Digicel walked away from it.
But they're essentially saying that it's you really who are not negotiating in good faith. At one point they were ready to accept an offer that you made, and then you say, well, you know, we'll double it.
We didn't walk away from the meetings at all, and in fact, they were not prepared to continue negotiating. We're prepared to meet any time, anywhere, and Digicel wouldn't agree to that. They actually declined the offer of the NTRC appointing a mediator.
Do you feel, though, that Cable and Wireless, because of the problems you've had in these so-called interconnection agreements, say in Dominica, for example, and clearly you're going to have them in other territories as the market is liberalized, that you risk losing the goodwill you might have built up over the years in the Caribbean? You're seen as the person, the company which has had the market for itself all this time and really doesn't want to give anything up.
I believe that customers will view us as, making sure that we do get everything on the level playing field. And clearly in Dominica, we